From Washington, this is VOA News. Afghanistan officials are reportedly pleased with elections process, a possible break in the search for the missing Malaysian airliner. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Afghanistan's polling stations closed Saturday after what election officials called a successful turnout of voters casting their ballots for a new Afghan president. As Sharon Bain reports from Kabul, many voters defied repeated threats by the Taliban.
Voters had a list of 8 presidential candidates to choose from. 3 have been seen as front runners: Ashraf Ghani, a former World Bank official, Zalmay Rasool, a former minister, and Abdullah Abdullah, also a former minister. President Hamid Karzai was prohibited from running for re-election. The moment that everyone was dreading never happened. Despite a number of attacks, the Taliban failed to derail the presidential election, and millions of Afghans joined the process of choosing a new Afghan leader. The head of Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission, Ahmad Yusuf Nuristani, appeared pleased with the result. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Kabul.
No indication of the outcome of the race is expected before April 24th. China's official news agency has reported a possible breakthrough in the search for the Malaysia Airlines jet, missing for nearly a month. VOA's Steve Herman reports from Bangkok on reports of a sound being detected during the search.
A Chinese ship searching about 1,600 kilometers northwest of Perth, Australia, says it heard multiple pings that could have come from the missing plane's flight recorder. A Chinese central television reporter on board the ship in a live broadcast said the pings 1 second apart were detected by a hydrophone deployed from the vessel both Friday and Saturday. The Chinese report was not immediately confirmed by authorities in China, Malaysia, or Australia, but aviation experts in the United States and elsewhere say it is conceivable that such a signal could have come from the plane, which is presumed to have gone down at sea with the loss of all 239 people on board. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
More on these stories at voanews.com. Gunmen have kidnapped 2 Italian priests and a Canadian nun in northern Cameroon. Witnesses say the armed men pulled up to the parish overnight Friday, ransacked the place, and abducted the 3 who were working as missionaries. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the kidnappings, which took place in a remote area. The Guinean government appealed for calm Saturday after a mob attacked a center where Ebola virus victims were being treated. The attack took place in the southern town of Macinta on Friday at a center run by Doctors Without Borders. In his weekly address Saturday, U.S. President Barack Obama said the budget he sent to Congress earlier this year is built on the idea of opportunity for all and would grow the middle class and shrink the deficits that have already been cut in half since he took office.
Today, our economy is growing and our businesses are consistently generating new jobs. But decades-long trends still threaten the middle class. While those at the top are doing better than ever, too many Americans are working harder than ever, but feel like they can't get ahead.
Mr. Obama said the Republicans have proposed a very different budget that would shrink opportunity and make it harder for Americans who work hard to get ahead. In the Republican address, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina said federal job training programs are too scattered, bureaucratic, and inefficient. He said Democrats should support Republican legislation to streamline the programs.
A more responsive and efficient system will ensure our workforce competes and wins in the 21st century. Less bureaucracy means more resources helping those in need rather than getting caught up in the quagmire pit of red tape and regulation that big government creates.
A Nigerian soldier says he's witnessed incidents that suggest some of the country's military commanders are working together with Boko Haram, an Islamist militant group blamed for thousands of deaths since 2009. The soldier gave his account to VOA's Hausa service. Pam Dawkins has the story.
This soldier from a unit in northeastern Nigeria says he wants the world to know that some Nigerian army commanders are facilitating the deaths of their soldiers one by one. The soldier, who does not want to be identified, told us his unit recently walked into a Boko Haram ambush after traveling to the town of Bama to assist another Nigerian military unit. Nigerian authorities have refused repeated requests to discuss the anonymous soldier's allegations, but some analysts of the protracted conflict in northern Nigeria say the charges could have merit. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this and all the news of the day, visit us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News, reporting from the VOA News Center in Washington.